This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Ever wish you had a personal assistant whispering in your ear exactly which card to use to earn the most points and stack the best deals without having to memorize rotating categories or dig through dozens of Amex offers? Well, that assistant exists, and it's called Card Pointers. Today, I'm joined by Emmanuel Crovisier, the founder and genius behind one of the most powerful tools in the points and miles world. We're diving deep into how this app is helping beginners and pros alike automate, optimize, and maximize their rewards, saving hundreds, even thousands of dollars each year. And don't skip out early. There's a special promo code just for our listeners that gets you 30% off Card Pointers, including a lifetime option that pays for itself many times over. Stick around to hear how to claim it. Now, on to the show.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. My name is DeAndre Koch, and today I am super excited for the guest that we have to introduce. Before I make that introduction, I want to remind all of you who are watching on YouTube that we do put out content every Friday as well, which are our quick hits. That is going to be our content that is more up-to-the-date travel news, points and miles news and such. And that's only in the audio form, so not on YouTube. So make sure to subscribe as well to our audio podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you catch your podcast episodes. Now, for those that have followed the channel, back in episode 69, I talked about what are the tools that I personally use the most and love for my travel and points and miles strategy and are keystones or cornerstones for me in the points and miles world. One of those things, and one of the first ones I mentioned, was a website, an app, a tool called Card Pointers. And this has been revolutionary for me in the points and miles world. And I'm so excited that I've got the founder, Emmanuel, here today on the show to talk through more in depth what is Card Pointers, why you should be using it if you're not already. And I'm ready to learn how I can get more value out of it myself. So Emmanuel, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Really excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we get into the app itself and all the greatness that it is, I'd love to get a little bit of background on yourself. Where are you from? Where do you live currently? And then how did you really get into the points and miles space to start?
Yeah, so I'm living in Miami right now, originally from Cleveland, then kind of bounced all over the country, moved to Europe for a little while where I was pursuing a racing career. So it's funny, I just saw a few episodes ago, you had, I think it was Jenna was her name, talking about finding points and miles to go to Formula One races. So my goal was to race Formula One. And these days, it's more about finding points and miles to go to F1 races myself. Right now, I'm over on the west coast of the US. There's a bunch of conferences going on, California and some other places. So I'm here for the next few weeks before I find myself back down to Miami.
Oh, wow. So we were getting into a career of Formula One racing, and now we're traveling to experience the Formula One races using points and miles. I love that. So obviously we have a background in points and miles. Where did the idea for Card Pointers come up? Was this something that you've always known that this was needed? I'm so curious, where did the idea come from?
Yeah, it was really to scratch my own itch originally. So card pointers I launched back in 2019, but I actually tried the idea of card pointers in various ways over a number of years prior to that. So I tried like a Facebook bot, I tried like another mobile app, but they never really got any traction. I think I was kind of trying to do too many things and it didn't really just resonate with people. Whereas when I launched card pointers, I launched it as really simply was to just help people know which card to use for different categories of spend and keep track of all those things to maximize their points. And when I launched that, it was on Reddit as just a web app originally before I launched the mobile app. And that just started clicking with users. So it was solving a person's problem, my own problem. And then it turns out lots of other people had the same problem, which is you have a wallet full of like four or five or more credit cards. It's hard to keep track then of which one you should be using with rotating categories, with different credits and offers and everything else. So card pointers sought out to solve that problem for me, for my family, and then lots of other people, as it turns out.
So it sounds like that is the most base level of why you created it and why it exists. But I know my lens is a little bit different. And one of the reasons why I mentioned why this is one of my favorite tools is, as we know, when you have Amex cards or Chase cards or Citi, all these different cards, they typically have offers. And now, at least with, as an example, with Amex, you have to go and it's Amex will say there are 200 offers available to you, and you have to go and select each and every single individual offer. But then I heard of this app called Card Pointers, which allows you to basically just log into your Amex account and it will select all 200 offers for you, so you don't have to manually do it. And that's really the only way I've used the app. And I know there's so much more to do with it. So I would love to learn more about, outside of the offer selection and, of course, letting you know what's the best card to use. Well, actually, how does it let you know the best card to use? Do you have to put in a search? Is it telling you where you are to use this card? How does it work? Can you give us a little bit more background on what Card Pointers is in total?
Sure. It is actually, so there's a lot to it. So at its core, you know, the original launch product was, you know, you put in just the names of your credit cards. You don't connect your bank logins like most apps require. It's literally just the names of the cards. And from that information, I've built a database of 5,000 plus credit cards across 900 banks and credit unions in the US, Canada, and a few other countries. And then instantly it knows automatically all the category awards, if cards have foreign fees, if they have recurring credits, and it services all those for you. So you don't have to keep track of it. And that way you can, you know, it highlights them all throughout the app and you can kind of keep track of it, make sure you maximize your usage of those cards and use the right card every time. The offers integration came about in early pandemic, so like 2020. There was a big shift there where people were less interested in earning more points because no one was flying for the next few years. And so that's where I had the idea of integrating the Amex offers like you just mentioned. So that started with Amex and then it expanded into Chase, Citi, US Bank, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America offers. And the way that works is you can auto add all of your offers as soon as you log into the bank websites, and then it syncs that information back to the app as well. And so that's all integrated. So then when you're looking to make a purchase, the app and extension know automatically that you have like a, say, $50 on an $80 purchase for some store. And you can also earn 4x points there. And it's going to highlight that and make sure that you can take advantage of those offers there without having to keep all that stuff in your head. And like you said, there are hundreds of offers on Amex cards and other cards. If you have a few Amex cards, then you're talking about thousands of offers to keep track of, which pretty much no one's going to do in their head, unless it's like Rain Man or something. So yeah, the app helps automate all that stuff for you. So that makes life a lot easier and helps make sure you earn a lot more points and you save a lot of money when you use the app and the extension to do that.
That's awesome. So let's say, I have the app and I'm about to make a purchase. Am I going through the app first and searching what card should I use? Is there a pop-up or on the website? What's the best way for it to point you in the direction of knowing which is the right card to use, or that you even have an offer available that you may never know about?
Yeah, so there's lots of automations around that. So it kind of depends on where you're purchasing something. So if you're buying it online, if you're buying it on the web, the extension automatically has what I call shopping pointers. So once you've installed the extension in that browser, when you go to a merchant website, it's automatically going to show you what card you should be using at checkout there based on the best offer that you have added to one of your cards, or just by the category awards if you don't have any offers there. So that's online. It automatically shows you that at the bottom. And you can even click on the extension. It'll show all the details of all of your cards and all of your offers for that store. If you're buying something in person, obviously you can't use the extension in that case. And there's a number of ways you can do that. One is to open the app and search for that store, or just tap on the nearby button, which will pull in the stores nearby and show you the nearest stores and which cards to use there. but there's also some really advanced features like augmented reality and autopilot. Autopilot is my very favorite feature. It wasn't possible until about a year and a half ago when Apple released some new APIs to do this. But the way it works is, like you've probably seen when you take a flight, more and more apps are doing this. The Flighty app does it, where it shows up in your lock screen automatically, and it shows you, you know, where your gate is. And then once you're on board the plane, it tells you like when you're going to land. So that uses a system called Live Activities, and I've integrated card pointers into that same system. And the way it works is once you turn on autopilot, you go to any store, like you literally drive from store to store, and automatically it's going to use all the information that it knows about the cards, the locations nearby and everything else. And it's going to show right on your lock screen, oh, you're at a Safeway here, use your Amex Gold because you're going to get 4X on supermarket purchases, for instance. And that updates automatically as you go from store to store. So you just have to look at your lock screen or even look at your Apple Watch, and that populates automatically, factoring in all those different things, all while not sharing your location with a third party. It all happens on device. With everything I've built with card pointers, it's privacy and security first. It's one of my very, very favorite features. And to the point where I even got an email from a user a few weeks ago where they said I saved their marriage because their P2 was always using the wrong card. And so this way that ensures that they always use the right one because they just have to look at their phone. Don't even have to open the app or anything to know which card to use there.
I absolutely love that. And I think that's such a form of simplicity because I know of people that have said that, you know, they put on their P2s or player twos for those that are new to the show or new to the lingo, their player twos cards, they'll put like a label or use a label maker to say, use this one for groceries, use this one for gas, but to just have it integrated with your phone makes it super easy. Now, I know that is a feature. I have an iPhone. That's a feature. American Airlines just rolled that out for flights for themselves. Like now when I go to the airport, I see exactly what my gate is. As soon as I've scanned my boarding pass, it tells me what seat number I go to in the live activities. So I love that type of functionality. My question for you, does that work for the Android users as well?
So Android does not support Live Activities in the same way. They just launched what they call, I think, Live Notifications. It's Google I/O this week, and I was over there as well and down in Mountain View for that. But it doesn't currently support the use case for card pointers. It's only limited to navigation apps, food delivery apps, and card pointers doesn't qualify as that. But my guess is since they have that infrastructure, they'll probably expand that next year. And then once they do, I can bring that to Android as well. It's a wait and see game with Google, but I definitely hope that they will do that because it's such a useful feature.
And transparently, Manuel, do you know of any other apps that are in a similar space? Because of course, there's a lot of other card management apps out there. We've talked about them. There's some other ones out there that I love, but it seems like you guys have really carved out a niche for yourself, specifically in this realm of what's the right card to use. Would you say that's what really sets you apart from perhaps other tools or competitors out there? Or is there a whole other level beyond that that we haven't even touched yet?
Yeah, that's a big part of it for sure. The fact that it integrates category awards, offers, the credits on your cards, as well as these deep system integrations like I talked about. I'm the only app really in the space that has that kind of functionality. There are separate apps that do some parts of it, but even when they do, almost all of them have basically really bad security models. Some apps even require you to actually give them your bank logins, which is crazy to me, but because they're not super transparent about the fact that you're not logging into the actual bank account and using like a tokenized system, you're actually giving like your bank logins to them and then they're pretending to log in as you, which is a huge, huge problem for the banks. And rightly so, more and more banks like Chase, Discover, and other banks are blocking a lot of those services because it's such a big security risk. So that's a huge differentiator between other services. Everything that I built, like I said, is around protecting my users. So I would never, ever want to do that. My assumption with any kind of data like this is that when you put something into a server, that server will probably eventually be compromised by someone. So if you don't have anything sensitive like bank logins or credit card numbers, which I do not, A, I'm going to be less of an attack vector for them because I don't have anything interesting in the first place to share with them. And then if someone does get in, they wouldn't have anything of value besides the names of your cards, which is if someone who sees you pull your wallet out at a store, they're going to see what cards you have. So it's the same level. It's really not very interesting to anybody. And so that's very much by design to protect my users while giving them all these benefits.
So I know when it comes to card pointers, there's the free version and the paid for version. And just to relay my personal experience, I know that with the paid for version, and we can get into the cost here in a little bit, but the paid for version, I believe, allows the auto adding feature. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, because I felt like the paid for version was so worth it, because when I log into Amex and it adds in all of the Amex offers, or I log into Citi and it does the same thing, I find myself at some random point of the year, I will scan my or swipe my card or pay online or whatever it may be, not even honestly paying attention to what offers I have or don't have. And I'll see that because I added some offer from Dell or Hilton or, I don't know, Coldstone or whatever it may be, I'm getting $10, $20, $30, $50 back here and there. And I feel like that really makes up for the cost of the program itself. And so what's the average user's experience as far as how much they're actually saving compared to what the cost is of utilizing card pointers, especially the pro version?
Yeah, so that's absolutely the goal. So when I launched Card Pointers, it was entirely free. I didn't have the more advanced features like Auto Add, like you just mentioned, which is limited to paying users, which I call Card Pointers Plus, is that tier. And all the features I put in Card Pointers Plus are designed to help people save far more than it costs. So it's very much intentional. If that's not the case for someone, then you know definitely let me know. But you know it should absolutely be paying for itself very easily. If I look at the numbers in summary, like in aggregate, which I looked up before, so Card Pointers Plus users, they save an average of over $750 per year. And the highest tier is $72 a year. So you're talking about a 10x savings right there at the normal pricing for Card Pointers Plus. So ideally, it should be a no-brainer for anybody, especially anyone who's listening to this podcast. They're clearly into points and miles. They know the advantages of points, the fact that you can fly business class for basically free. You know, those things go really far. So between you know, earning more points to take these kinds of epic trips, and then all the savings from the offers, like you mentioned, should be a very, very easy decision for pretty much anyone in this space if they're not already using Card Pointers Plus.
So what are some of the other features that you would say are very notable, but maybe not as utilized as much? I'm not sure if through your end, you can see what features people are really utilizing or not taking advantage of. And you've mentioned some really cool things like the live activities, the augmented reality, I believe as well. Can you explain actually, how does the augmented reality work?
Sure. So the AR mode, so that came into the app before Autopilot. At the time, there was no way to do the live activities integration. I think at that time, it didn't even exist, live activities. So augmented reality was my first kind of take at that of automating which cards to use at stores. And the way it works is you just point your camera at, like you start up the AR mode in Card Pointers. There's a button right there from the home screen. You can ask Siri to start augmented reality in Card Pointers. It'll launch it automatically. And then you just point your camera at any store. And it's using all the information about the cards and offers that you have, as well as the GPS coordinates to figure out where you're looking and the proximity of it. And so it does a really good job of showing basically like a little bubble on top of each store that you look at. And it's going to show you the color of the card that you should use, the name of it, and then the store that's recognized so you can make sure it's the right one. So it's really fun. I've added it to like my lock screen. So when I walk up to a store, I can pull out my phone, tap the button on my lock screen, it launches it right away. And I just point it at the store as I'm walking into it, and it shows me what cards to use. So these days I use Autopilot more because it's even more automated, but augmented reality is super cool for that. And then really importantly is it's kind of future-proofing it too. I don't know if you follow like Google I/O, what they've announced, but like Meta, Google, Snap, and some other companies, Apple supposedly is working on sunglass form factor where it's going to have a little screen on top of your lens. So my plan is for Card Pointers to be there on day one on all these devices. So as you walk up to a store, it's going to be right there on your glasses. You're going to know what card to use. So you're never going to miss out on extra points. You're never going to miss out on those kinds of savings. And, again, those things really add up. Yeah, that's how AR is. It's a fun feature that people are, I don't know for sure how many people are using because I don't track those kinds of analytics. Again, it goes to like the safety, security, and privacy aspect of things. But anecdotally, because I do hear from a lot of users, anytime someone emails support@cardpointers.com, it goes right to me. I'm the person who built every single thing across all the different apps, and it is available on pretty much every platform. I do all the support and everything else. So I hear from people for what their favorite features are, what things they're kind of like surprised to learn about. And so, Autopilot, I try to service it really well, but some people don't see that it's possible. Sometimes people even miss the offers integration. If they're just downloading the app, they might miss that. So, those are some of the features that pay off handsomely, but you have to make sure that that you use them and you turn them on and try them out at least once, and then it'll really click, and then people will use it a lot. yeah, those are kind of the main things. There's also like some other things like Chase 524 status. There's a tracker inside the app for that. And that even works across different user profiles. You can add up to 6 people in like a family account. And so you can track like, you know, your partners, your kids, Chase 524 status to help, you know, track that for them and get the right credit cards at the right time. So there's that. There's upcoming card renewals, which is a great feature. So you can make sure that you're getting full use out of your cards. You know, a lot of premium cards come with annual fees. And in the app, I'll show how much you've saved over the last 12 months with each card. So it shows really easily, you know, if you have a card with a $95 annual fee, but you're saving $300 per year in offers with that card, probably makes sense to keep that card for longer. So I'm doing all these kinds of things to help people basically just automate this whole kind of process. So you don't have to spend like a lot of time or energy to figure these things out. I'm trying to do all the hard work for folks so they can take advantage of it.
So can you provide a little bit of clarity then on how you're able to do so much with so little information? Because you said that we don't have to provide our login, our passwords. So how are we able to, without obviously getting into the nuances of the tech itself, but in the most general sense, how complex is it for someone to be able to get their Chase offers and their Amex offers added to their card without having to provide their Chase or Amex logins?
Yeah, so the extension is the key to that. And the way it works is it comes automatically with the iPhone, iPad, and Mac apps. For Android or on a desktop computer, you can download the Chrome extension, which runs separately, but it all syncs to your card pointer's account as well. And the way that works is the extension doesn't kick in until after you've logged into the bank website. So it never sees, it never uses like your cookies, never stores them, doesn't store like your, doesn't even see your bank logins or your credit card numbers. It just kicks in after you've logged into the bank websites. So I'm not involved with the authentication process. But then the way it works is the extension is the magic component that syncs directly between your web browser, like the Chase, Amex, whatever bank servers. And then it can also sync those offers to the Card Pointers app. And it's just the offers information along with the names of the cards that you have that have offers on there. And so that's kind of the magic component, is the extension to make that work without having to sacrifice any kind of security or privacy.
Now, what if I've got, like in my case, I own 3 different businesses. And so I've got, as an example, I've got 3 Chase Business Preferred cards and 3 Chase Business Inc. Unlimited cards for each business, or I guess to say one of each for each business. Is it going to be able to add offers to all of them, or is it going to get confused because I have this multi, you know, I have 3 of the same card? How does that actually work?
Yeah, there's no problem at all there. So oftentimes the banks will include the last 4 digits of the card number and the card name. So card pointers will pull that in as well. So you can easily distinguish between each of those cards. If it doesn't, you can also rename the cards inside the card pointers app. And then that will sync to the extension to help make sure, you know, help keep track of that. If you've got everything under one login, that's going to all handle automatically. If you have different logins for the different accounts, then you want to log into each of those bank accounts to sync those offers, but it will automatically manage all of that. And then that's one thing I forgot to mention too, with Amex offers in particular, one of the little magic tricks for the card pointers extension is that if you have multiple Amex cards, it can add the same offer across all eligible cards. So if you have like right now, there's a 50 off 200 plus on JetBlue, which a lot of people really like for obvious reasons. It's, you know, 25% savings on JetBlue, which is a pretty popular airline. If you have like, I've got 5 Amex cards right now, and I've added that to all 5 of my credit cards because I use the extension. Whereas normally with Amex, once you click on add offer, it would disappear from the other cards. So it's a great way, again, to get tons of value out of card pointers, even from day one, just by auto adding your offers that way and adding the same offer across multiple cards.
So it sounds like for card pointers, we have this tool that A, makes it super easy to identify where are you going to get the most value for points wise in your specific shopping experience, whether this is at a store physically or online, as well as are there deals or opportunities on your card or issue from the bank that you could be applying to your card to get maximum value. So either you're maximizing your earnings on points and or you're minimizing your actual cost because you've got some offers there. Is that a pretty fair assessment?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And for sure, you know, I don't want people to spend money just to get more points when they could save money through an offer. So that's why, you know, that's fully integrated. And it also, it ends up stacking really well too with things like shopping portals and other things. That's a great way to maximize your savings as well. So I always recommend that if you're buying something online, take a look at a site like Cashback Monitor. It's really good. It aggregates a bunch of different portals. You can click through to that and then you can take advantage of that offer plus the category awards and the extra points. And then any offers you might have through Amex, Chase, and other banks too, or the credits that come with your cards.
Hey everyone, quick break from the episode. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you're listening on so you never miss an episode. And if you've gotten any value so far, it would mean the world if you left a quick rating or review. It helps more people discover the show and keeps us motivated to keep creating great content. Also, if you're feeling stuck or want help with points and miles, whether it's picking your first card, planning a big redemption, or even having someone book it all for you, we've got you covered. There's a link in the show notes to schedule a free points and miles consultation. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, tell us your goals, and we'll take it from there. And don't forget, our newsletter and private Facebook group are great ways to stay on top of breaking news, updated card offers, and tips that don't always make it into the podcast. You'll find those links in the show notes as well. Now, back to the episode. So going back to one of my earlier questions, Manuel, what do you get with the free version, and then how much is that blown up with the pro or the paid for version? I know you said that's $72 for the pro version. So what's the difference? Now, the auto adding obviously is huge, and that's a huge time saver and will save money. But what's kind of some of the differences there? And that way someone's like, let me try it out and see what I like. I understand I'm not going to get these offers automatically added, but that's fine with me. I can go in and individually click 300 times if I need to. So what are maybe some other things to push someone along the side of saying, hey, this only comes on the pro version, but here's what you can experience with the free version?
Sure. So yeah, the free tier is definitely designed to for someone just getting started if they want to just try it out and see the basic features. So what that lets a user do is they can input the credit cards that they have. They can add their offers, but only like per card. So for instance, you know, like again, you lose that ability then if I have like the JetBlue offer across multiple Amex cards, I could add them with the extension with the free version, but I couldn't add that same offer across multiple cards. So again, like right there, that will pay for itself with, you know, one offer that you really want to use. That'll, you know, that'll save you what it costs right off the bat. All of the deeper system integrations like autopilot, the AR mode, adding multiple copies of like any card, the Chase 524 status, all of those features for any kind of like anything more than like an absolute beginner, that's all a part of the Card Pointers Plus feature. And that's where it'll help pay for itself because it shows you these kinds of insights. It helps you earn more points and it helps you save money through those offers.
Perfect. I love that. Well, then you've already created a pretty robust platform. Emmanuel, what's next outside of perhaps kind of fine tuning the Google interaction since the Android doesn't have the same live activities feature that Apple has right now or iOS has, but are there any exciting or upcoming features that you're able to mention that you guys are working on or really interested in being able to implement at some point here in the near future?
Yeah, one thing I've had a lot of requests for is shopping portal integration. Like I just mentioned cashback monitor, but exposing those kinds of like double, triple stack opportunities. So that's one thing that I'm working on. A number of users have asked for a Firefox port of the extension as well. So right now it's Safari and Chrome, which also runs in any Chromium browsers like Edge, Brave, etc. But more and more people are going back to Firefox now with some changes that Google has made with Chrome. So I'm working on wrapping up that port as well. And then a few other big things as well. Can't share too many details, but I'm working with a big company to do some on-device transaction analysis. So that way it wouldn't use your bank logins in any way. It would happen on device to then help track like which things you've used. And then maybe also suggest like different credit cards that could be a good fit for you, those kinds of things. But again, in a safe and secure way. So it wouldn't be using Plaid or any of those other services even. So hopefully I'll have more to share about that in the coming months. But again, I can't speak too much about that one, but excited about to see where that goes.
That's super cool. Emmanuel, any other features that you think would be really awesome to highlight that the Card Pointers app or plugin or ecosystem in general is able to do that you think the listeners would find interesting? Or maybe the ones that do utilize it, they've taken advantage, but they didn't know it existed. You mentioned a few other things like the autopilot. I wasn't even aware it existed. Anything else out there that you think would be really cool to highlight?
Yeah. So, autopilot for sure. And there's lots of ways you can automate that too. One way that I've automated it myself is basically you can set up a personal shortcut in the shortcuts app and you can set it so that when I leave my home, it can run a shortcut. And I have shortcuts built in for many, many features of Card Pointers. One of them is starting or stopping autopilot. So the way I've got it set up is as soon as I leave the radius of 1 kilometer of my house, it turns on autopilot for me automatically. So I don't have to think about it. And that helps make sure that I use the right card every time. If I don't use my own app, I'll often make the mistake. I'll think that it's the last quarter's like 5X categories on Chase and I'll just mess it up, or I won't realize I have an offer on a store. So if I don't use my own app, I'm so mad with myself every time. I'm like, I make this app. How could I do this? So that's one thing for sure. There's also lots of other deep system integrations on Android and iOS. Like I have widgets for both platforms, which are super useful. So you can get that information too, right from your home screen if you want. You can do that by favorites. You can set specific stores to know different, you know, which cards to use each of these different, you know, your favorite stores. There's just tons of these kinds of system integrations that I definitely recommend folks just kind of explore. Anything that they can kind of think of and try out is probably in there. It's even integrated into search, which is really useful. If you search for any store, even like if I search for Starbucks on my phone and Spotlight, it'll actually show card pointers. We'll have a little entry right there that'll tell you what card to use there. So you can do it right from, you know, Spotlight right on your device, which is really neat. If you search for card pointers, you can see some shortcuts in there too. That's a new feature that they launched with iOS 18. And that'll have things like starting autopilot to help make that easier. You can even just, it can launch the best card wizard automatically so you can see what store to use. There's tons to it. It's built up a lot over the last 6 years since I launched, and I try to just bring features that are really useful, you know, that people have asked for and that people want to see built, and that, you know, I think makes sense as well. And every year that just continues to grow as things expand, and I kind of tweak everything and make it so that it's a great fit for pretty much everybody.
I absolutely love that, and love the dedication that you have to continuing to refine and improve on an app, especially an app and a tool, I should say, that's, you know, so beneficial for us in the points and miles world. And especially because there's a lot of other things out there that developers or designers, they kind of just, once they hit this critical mass of people using it, they don't keep developing it. They don't keep working on it, refining it with the technology that comes along, which I think is important to be able to do, because obviously we're in this ever-changing ecosystem when it comes to travel, when it comes to points and miles. Now, Emmanuel, a question I think would be really beneficial to ask, and it's something that I'm really curious about as well, because I kind of almost constantly forget card pointers is there until I actually log into my Amex account and then pops up. It tells me all the offers it's adding. And if I haven't logged in my account in like 3 weeks, there could have been maybe some opportunities that were missed there. So one of my questions for you, and I don't know if this is probably going to be different from one bank to the other, but how often should someone be logging in to their Amex or their Chase or their Citi or whatever it may be to get their offers added? How often are these offers recycling through the different banks?
Sure. So most banks, they come out with at least a few offers pretty much every day, but the biggest bulk of offers come out on Mondays and the first of the month. So I have a thing called offer streaks that basically an email that gets sent out every week on Monday, because that's when the most offers come out each week, encouraging people to log into their bank sites then and kind of keep that streak alive. And it shows the total number of offers they've added since they've become a Card Pointers member. And so it's a good way to kind of keep that stuff going. It's kind of like the Duolingo, like keeping your streak going to master your languages. It's the same kind of thing. Like you keep that streak going and you're going to make sure that you maximize all of your offers and your savings that way. And it's actually a good thing. Like you said, like, you know, it's my intention is for card pointers to never get in your way. It's always just supposed to help you in the background. So be that autopilot or auto adding offers when you log in to the websites. You know, it's very much by design. I don't care about metrics, like how many times people open the app. That's not the idea. Like if they can get the information that they want through the different integrations, like the widgets or autopilot, that's great. I don't care. I don't care if you open the app. I just want to help you get more points and save money with offers. So that's what matters the most to me.
That's incredible. Now, I got a very selfish question to ask as an American Airlines loyalist and enthusiast. There's one program that I don't see integrated yet with card pointers. I don't believe, I could be wrong, which is the Simply Miles through American Airlines, which you still have to go through and manually click to add all the Simply Miles offers. Is there a future where that might come to card pointers, or is that not possible? Or am I throwing an idea that you never thought of before?
It's definitely coming. Users have asked for it. So that's going to be part of as I expand to shopping portals. So, you know, those are structured differently than normal card activated offers like an Amex and Chase. So that PayPal offers were also, a lot of people have asked for those too. But yeah, Simply Miles and PayPal and a few other ones, including Capital One, which is really a gated shopping portal. I'm working on those too. So hopefully it'll come after the summer. I'll be working on Card Pointer 7 over the next few months with a release hopefully in September to coincide with Apple's launch. Yeah, that's definitely planned. So I'll make sure that you're happy there soon.
I absolutely love that manual. So I want to pivot and talk about just how you've used some points and miles in travel yourself. I know you mentioned F1 races, so we'll get to that in just a second. But before I do that, I wanted to mention to all the listeners that are listening that we actually have a collaboration and affiliation with Card Pointers. And so as Manuel mentioned, so typically the annual membership is about $72, and they do have a lifetime membership that's $240. Well, by using the code BOLDLYGO, which will be linked in the show notes as well and in the description, there's going to be a 30% discount off of both of those. So if you want to do an annual, which also actually comes with a free 7-day trial, only $50 for that. And with the lifetime, only $168 for lifetime access to Card Pointers. As Manuel said, you save, or not you, but average user saves around $750 a year. I know my savings are north of at least $300 to $400 a year, at the very least, I can say. And so I think it's an absolute great deal. I love the app itself, and so happy to be able to collaborate and work with you guys. And I know that the lifetime membership also comes with a $100 savings card as well that can be used at a few different places. I saw that. And so I'm not sure if Emmanuel, you can comment to what that $100 savings card is, because that would obviously add to the value of that by itself. But just want to let the listeners know that there is a huge opportunity here for you guys to be able to take advantage of Card Pointers yourself and save off the actual cost of doing it by 30%.
Yeah, that's great. And then, that's only available through that link. So that's cardpointers.com/boldlygo is how you get there. And, the savings card deal is great. It works at hotels and then vacation activities. I almost always use points for hotels. So I've used them in the past for vacation activities. So it's a nice way to get a discount. So it's not $100 up front, but it'll be like savings. If you book like an activity for like would normally cost $100, you can get it for like $80 or $70. So you save money right up front. And those don't expire. So they're really useful to use over time as well. So it's a nice additional savings to that lifetime price that we've done.
Absolutely, Emmanuel. And I'm super thankful for the opportunity to collaborate and work with you guys as well. I always love being able to be a part of tools, apps, organizations that I firmly believe in also. Now let's switch the conversation a little bit. And I'd love to hear coolest redemption, coolest trip you've done, points and miles wise. Was it F1 related? You know, was it more the flight? Was it the stay? Was it both? So I know points and miles has been something that's been dear to your heart, which is what made you even want to create Card Pointers and its previous iterations. But I'd love for the listeners to hear, and I'd love to hear myself, what have been some fantastic or best redemptions that you've had?
Sure. I love points and miles and the types of travel that can unlock. Growing up, I mean, I would travel frequently. Both my parents are French immigrants, and so all my family was still over there. So as we could, we would fly to France to visit them, but that was always an economy. When I was growing up at first, it was like always right next to the smoking section, which was horrible as a kid. Crazy they did that. But so, you know, I was never flying business class, when I was a kid. I'd always wanted to do it, but I didn't know how I would. I figured, you know, one day get like a real job, which it still doesn't quite feel like a real job because I love what I do so much. But that aside, yeah, so now that's absolutely part of what I use my points for, is to fly business class and first class when I can. So pretty much any flight that's over 4 or 5 hours, my rule is to fly business or first. It's just so much more comfortable and a good use of points. One of my very, very favorite redemptions was a last minute flight from Paris to Abu Dhabi. So I had a friend who lived over there and wanted to fly over there for New Year's Eve. I had booked a business class flight. I think it was 62,000 points. And then as I was scanning my boarding pass, it had the bad beep where it goes, pfft. I was like, uh-oh, like, I'm not going to be able to fly. Like, this is like New Year's Eve. I want to get there and see my friend. And they're like, oh, hold on a second. And then they go and change the boarding pass, and they upgraded me to first class, which was aboard the plane that had the shower. And so I booked, basically the flight attendant came around and asked, you know, when, you know, would you like to take a shower? You know, when would you like to take it? And I was like, oh, sure, I'll take like the last one possible. So it was like the very last hour of that year, I was able to take a shower on board a plane, which still blows my mind. Really, really cool. And the whole experience was fantastic. And so that was a great way to end the year, which was otherwise like a stressful year for me, but kind of just proved like how valuable points and miles can be to have that kind of experience. So besides that, like I often use my points too for like shorter flights and spontaneous things. I think one of the nice things that most people don't realize with points and miles is that, you can book things far in advance. If it's just, you know, a few months out, you're going to be competing with a lot of people. But if you have flexibility and you can book in the last few days prior, that unlocks some really, really cool flights. Like a Lufthansa first class, I flew back past summer. Yeah, last August. Again, booked like 1 or 2 days prior. And I actually did. So I had booked a flight from, I was in Paris. So I booked Paris to Frankfurt and then Frankfurt to, I think I was going to Miami or San Francisco. But I managed to book a flight and then arranged for a 24-hour layover, which sounds really weird. Why would you want to do a 24-hour layover in Frankfurt? And it's because it's an easy drive to the Nürburgring, which is like my favorite racetrack in the whole world. So that's what I did. I flew in the morning from Paris. They picked me up in the, like a Porsche, I think it was a Cayenne, to drive me from the plane to the terminal. I met up with a friend and then we drove over to the Nürburgring. I rented a Porsche, drove that the whole day and then go back that night. And then the next morning it was Lufthansa first class lounge, which is amazing. And then same thing, a Cayenne back to the right to the plane, jumped on that and got to experience Lufthansa first for the first time back. And again, all thanks to points and miles, last minute type of flight that would cost, can you remember how much it was, like $10,000 or something like that, all for, I think it was 100,000 points, barely more than a business class flight. So yeah, that's why I love points and miles for these kinds of crazy experiences.
Emmanuel, I absolutely love that story. You know, the fact that you talk through the experience and how points and miles is able to elevate your travels, I think that's what's really key and why this podcast has been called Revolutionizing Your Journey, because points and miles allows us to do travel a little bit different. Who would want to have a 24-hour layover in Frankfurt? Now, I've had actually a 16-hour layover in Frankfurt flying business class, so I didn't get the Lufthansa first experience, but was able to enjoy some great food and enjoy some time in Frankfurt, use points to stay at a 5-star hotel there, which was amazing. And so we just do travel a little bit different. Now, I'm a car enthusiast, and next time I need to think about the Nürburgring, because I don't know why that didn't even cross my mind the last time I was there. So I'm actually going to 100% take advantage of that for the next time. I'm curious, you just mentioned two really amazing redemptions that were both plane or airline based. Any incredible stays you've had on points, or do you focus most of your points on the airline itself and the first or business class experience?
It's primarily flights, but for sure I use them for hotel too. Hyatt has been kind of the sweet spot for me. I've got a good haul of Chase points and then Bilt also transfers to Hyatt, so I've taken advantage of that a lot. There was the, I think it was the Hyatt in Kauai, was kind of like one of the nicest ones that we got on points and miles. That was a great experience. But yeah, I mean, most of like my favorite redemptions have been flights. I don't really know why. I think it's the aspirational stuff, whereas I don't really aspire to stay like a specific hotels per se, unless there's something really, you know, really memorable about them. But the plane experiences, like, it can differ so much between airlines and between like individual planes and routes. And so that's why I particularly enjoy using them for flights specifically.
Awesome, Emmanuel. This has been fantastic. I appreciate you being on the show today. Before we wrap this one up, just a couple of questions for you. First off, where can the listeners follow you and or CardPointers? Obviously, there's the cardpointers.com/boldlygo, which we'll link to the promo code in the show notes for the discount there. But where can they attach themselves to you and CardPointers as a whole and what's coming out in the future?
Sure. So yeah, cardpointers.com is obviously great. I've got a pretty active community on Reddit. So reddit.com/r/cardpointers. And then I'm also on Twitter, X, and the other social networks, Instagram as well, @cardpointers. Personal account is @mcrow across pretty much every platforms. I don't use social media a ton, but and then the app keeps me super busy, so it prevents me from spending too much time on social as well. But yeah, those are easy ways to find me and to find CardPointers as well.
Awesome. And Emmanuel, we'll make sure to link to all of those things in the show notes for the listeners. I'm curious, last two questions. Who else should we have on the show in the points and miles space that you think would be a huge value add for our listeners to hear about, whether they also have apps or programs or they're just a points and miles expert? Who else do you think we should have on the show?
Yes, I looked through the list of some of the past guests, and you've got a lot of great people on there. So you got a great back catalog. So that's awesome to see. I did not see Chris Hutchins, who is the host of the All the Hacks podcast. It's one of my very favorite podcasts. He's a heavy CardPointers user, sends me feedback ideas pretty much every week. He texts me some ideas. So that's great. And yeah, he's done some amazing point redemptions. He's helped organize like honeymoons for people just to get the extra points, and very much, you know, a great person in this space who's got tons of ideas for various things to take advantage of cards and points and everything. So definitely recommend him. Did you ever chat with Ian Carroll, the founder of Seats.Aero?
No, I have not. I know of him, but no, I've not had him on the show yet. He's one person that I've been interested to get on here.
Okay. Yeah. So Ian's great as well. He's built some, like me, he's built the whole company, you know, himself. His wife is helping with customer support. I think he's finally going to hire somebody else as well, but you know, he's built an incredible service to help find these points redemptions. That Lufthansa flight that I mentioned, that was thanks to Seats.era. They have a whole special first class page specifically, which I didn't even know about. He'd pointed it out to me when we were just chatting about, some other flight that I was looking to book through Seats.era. And so he mentioned that and I was like, oh, that's amazing. Then I found a flight back for my girlfriend because she was visiting me in Europe last summer. So she got to fly Lufthansa first. And then I did about a week later too. And again, that was thanks to Seats.era. So Ian's got awesome stories too. So he'd be great to have on here as well.
Awesome. Well, I would love to have both of them on the show. We'll work to get them both on there. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear from both of them as well. Emmanuel, any final thoughts? This has been amazing to go into a little bit of a deep dive of card pointers. Again, I know my experiences have been all positive, but I wanted to bring who else better than the founder to talk through all the other functionality out there and how it can work and benefit individuals and make their points and miles easy and revolutionize their day-to-day use with cards. Any last thoughts you have before we wrap this one up?
The only thing I can think of is you don't have to do everything at once, right? So with card pointers, with points and miles in general, you know, like start off, you know, slowly with the basics and get, you know, the core things out of there. Have, you know, specific redemptions that you might have in mind or something, you know, focus on those things and take advantage of that. And then like with the app, you know, you just start with the basic features and then expand, you know, like definitely use, you know, the core functionality, you know, the extension to auto add your offers, you know, look up in the app, which card you should use for different purchases, because you're probably going to forget just like I do. I mean, if I'm forgetting and I'm doing this stuff, you know, 12 plus hours a day, it means that, you know, most people are probably going to forget too, who are only spending, you know, a few hours on it per day. So, you know, just take advantage of these things because these points really add up. So if you earn 4X, 5X points rather than like 0 or 1X for, you know, a nominal amount of spend each month, it adds up really quickly. So it can add up to like 1 or 2 business class flights for free just by picking the right card out of your wallet. So, you know, definitely take advantage of that and see how much fun you can have with points and miles. It's a fantastic hobby, really expands people's minds to travel and see different cultures specifically. So that was one of the fundamental things that I was hoping to achieve out of card pointers, was to help people just expand like their minds and lives through free travel. So hopefully that applies to most folks here. I think it will. Yeah, I'll just make good use of points and miles. It's really, really helpful, not only just to save money, but to make life better, really.
Well, Manuel, thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for creating something so revolutionary in the world of points and miles and travel. And thank you for all your insights on the app and how we can use it to better our own points and miles usage.
Thanks so much for having me, DeAndre. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. For listeners out there, again, we'll link to the contact and the social information for card pointers, to the promo code that you can use to get 30% off. And if you are looking to revolutionize and make easier your use of points and miles, whether you are a beginner or you're a seasoned pro, you will find that Card Pointers is an amazing app to use on the day-to-day. There is a reason why I said this is one of my favorite apps to use, and it's because truthfully, it has made the points and miles world easier for me. And in such a world that's so complex and analytical as it is, as it takes for us to be able to travel for nearly free in business class and first class all over the world, you want everything in your quiver that you could possibly use to be able to make it easier for you. And if you found this episode helpful, make sure to tell your friends. If your P2 has been stressed about how difficult it is to be in points and miles, just add it to their phone, save their marriage, save your relationship as well, as Emmanuel alluded to also. And as always, tell your friends, leave a rating and a review if you loved and found this episode helpful, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.